Welcome to The Deep Dive, your shortcut to being well-informed.
Great to be here.
So today, we're plunging into something really quite extraordinary. Dinos Among Us at Zoo Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Our source material is this fantastic written excerpt, and our mission for this deep dive is basically to unpack how this text paints such a vivid, immersive picture, how it makes the exhibit feel real before you even get there.
Yeah.
Okay, let's unpack this.
You know, what's fascinating here is how the language immediately transports us. It really shows the power of descriptive writing, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
You get this immediate sense of adventure, of wonder. It, like, makes you feel the thrill of it just through the words. It's not just describing, it's immersing.
And what an immersion. I mean, the text jumps right in, telling us Zoo Miami now feels more like a Jurassic Park than an animal park.
That's quite a statement.
Right. It mentions more than 20 life-size animatronic dinosaurs there in the botanical garden, creating this extraordinary outdoor adventure that, and I quote, trips you back to a prehistoric world.
Wow. Trips you back. I like that phrasing.
Me too. And the text gives us the practical stuff, too. It runs through September 14th, daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., included with regular Zoo Miami admission, which is pretty convenient.
Good to know.
But the descriptions of the actual dinos, that's where the writing really shines. You've got the mighty Tyrannosaurus Rex family.
The classic.
Exactly. And it includes its vicious baby T-Rex, plus a nest of freshly hatched newborns. Imagine seeing that.
Ah, vicious baby T-Rex. Okay.
Then there's the towering long-necked Brachiosaurus. The text says it could reach an astounding 50 feet tall.
50 feet. That's massive.
Seriously. And we also get the distinctive Triceratops, you know, the one with three horns and that parrot-like beak, as the text puts it.
The beak detail.
Interesting.
And the full-grown spitting Dilophosaurus plus its baby,
right,
described as fast-moving carnivores named after their two crests.
So if we connect this to the bigger picture, it's really clear the text isn't just going for size,
mm-hmm.
right? It's strategically emphasizing these unique defining features.
Yeah, exactly.
It's those written details, the carrot-like beak, the two crests that help us, you know, visualize them so effectively. It pulls you right into their world through words.
But, okay, here's where it gets really interesting.
Uh-oh.
Because the text tells us, don't get too comfortable. It hints at three other impressive predators moving about the garden.
Other predators?
Yeah, and get this, not all of them are dinosaurs.
Oh, okay, I'm listening.
The writing introduces the killer Titanoboa, estimated length 42 feet, weight 2,500 pounds or more.
Whoa, a snake.
The largest species of snake that ever lived, according to the text.
Goodness.
Then the venomous Megalania. It says it resembles a monstrously large monitor lizard with a jaw full of serrated teeth capable of a lethal death blow.
Yikes. Okay, definitely not just dinos.
And finally, the carnivorous terror bird.
Mm-hmm.
Picture this. An axe-like beak, 10 feet tall or more, sharp claws. The text calls it a highly effective killing machine.
Terror bird. That name says it all, really.
So it's not just the animatronics. The text also describes several lifelike exhibits. Dinosaurs posed naturally.
Ah, so static displays too.
Exactly, giving a different kind of feel. It mentions the Coelophysis fast runners, curved necks, look like birds apparently.
Mm-hmm.
A small meat-eating Deinonychus shown slashing through its prey bit. An Allosaurus, one of the popular ones, running upright. And the Suchomimus, a large fish eater that looked like a modern croc.
The Suchomimus.
Oh, and it even mentions an interactive photo op with a Pachyrhinosaurus. You know, thick frill, one horn.
So you can get a picture with one, too. Nice touch. You know, this raises an important question, though. How does the text use this incredible variety of examples? You've got the big moving ones, these other predators, the static poses. Mm-hmm. How does it all work together in the writing to create that comprehensive, immersive world for us, the readers?
That's a great point.
It's clear to moving beyond just listing cool animatronics.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like the writing itself is building this textured prehistoric landscape layer by layer.
It really is. It's that textual craftsmanship, like you said, that makes it feel so complete before you even step foot in the zoo. Thinking about this amazing range, what stands out most to you from these descriptions? What description felt the most surprising or vivid?
That's tough.
Mm.
Maybe the Titanoboa, just the sheer scale described, or maybe the terror bird that acts like beak is quite an image.
Yeah, those are memorable. So wrapping up our deep dive here, the Dinos Among Us exhibit, as painted by this written source, it really shows an incredible scope and immersion. The words themselves are like a time machine.
Absolutely. And that really speaks to the underlying magic of descriptive language, doesn't it?
It does.
How a well-crafted piece of text can just transport you. It makes something huge, like a whole prehistoric exhibit, feel tangible, feel real, even just reading about it.
Yeah.
The text isn't just giving facts, it's sparking the imagination. It reminds us that, you know, knowledge is most valuable when understood and applied, and this text really helps us understand the experience.
So a final thought for you listening. What does this all mean for our own imaginations? How powerful is it that a simple piece of written text can bring such colossal creatures roaring back to life right in our minds?
Makes you think.
Definitely. And just a reminder, this extraordinary deep dive into Dinos Among Us is happening at Zoo Miami right now through September 14th.